I am a registered independent, and once in a while I cut out a political letter to the editor or a commentary. Right now I have a little pile of such cuttings that I need to get rid of. I continue to be astonished at the nationwide poll numbers for Donald Trump and the rather low numbers for our current president. Comparing the two, I find myself observing on TV a man who flies around in an aircraft emblazoned with his name in large letters, who has made himself rich in real estate, and who, while in ignorance of world affairs, always gives simplistic answers, speaking in short clichés, and who throws insults at those who disagree with him. It's an unpleasant TV experience. One is reminded of a schoolyard bully who knows nothing beyond bragging and bad language. By contrast, when President Obama is interviewed on TV, one witnesses a cool, sensitive intelligence, a man who considers words and policies carefully, and a person that much of the nation and the world respects. The nation respects? Well, maybe not quite. "You lie," yelled Representative Joe Wilson of South Carolina as President Obama was addressing Congress in 2009 on health care. And, "I do not believe the president loves America," stated former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani in March 2015. "To make America great again" is a slogan that Trump has adopted. But I'm troubled. Is this not what Putin and Kim Jong-un also desire, to make their countries great? And which is to be great, country or leader? There have always been megalomaniacs in world politics. The Hitler example in Germany demonstrated how so many people suffering poverty between the world wars followed him in the hope that he would relieve them all and make Germany great again. Kim Jong-un is to bring North Korea to greatness, and those of his own people crossing him will be and have been executed. Is there any kind of parallel here? Is Trump going to relieve the lives of people now holding placards whose low education and poverty preclude their mortgage applications from being considered by banks, whose lives have so little hope? I don't think Trump has offered any concrete hope for them, although Bernie has. As for Trump's wall, doesn't Lowe's sell 22-foot ladders? In contrast, I give credit to current President Obama and his handling of problems. Coming in during the Great Recession of 2008, I credit him for the stimulus, for slowly turning around the disastrous economy he inherited, roughly 10% unemployment, standing now at about 5 or 6%, for saving the auto industry, have we forgotten already, for reestablishing normalcy with Cuba, and for the beginning, albeit with a need for improvement, of medical care for millions more of the millions of previously uninsured. Could a Trump or a Sarah Palin have achieved these things? Although there was more that Obama did, there have been disappointments. One letter writer said Obama has had to compromise, which is ridiculously, in my view, seen by some as weakness, and he has had to lead while Republicans worked without let-up to make his administration dysfunctional. The same letter writer concluded by saying that the party of no has deprived the American people of good government. Another letter about to be thrown says that we should eliminate job-killing regulations. However, one thing that caused the housing bubble to burst was surely a lack of government oversight, i.e. regulation. And so it goes. Finally, as I look at the political scene and toss these cuttings, I confess that Obama is a leader that I have been and am proud of. Would that there could be a semblance of such excellence on the competing political side.